L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Producer Carl's having some problems here with his neighbors, man.
Yeah.
These are new neighbors, or these folks that you know for a while? Or?
No, these are real new neighbors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Carl is like a stock car right now, and he's getting like new headphones and new tires.
Trying to get the mic in place.
Lug nuts.
A lot going on behind the scenes.
Headphones went out on me. But you know what? Yeah, these are new neighbors right now. Now, we just moved into the neighborhood within about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the whole neighborhood is new.
And you moved because people were breaking into your old place.
Yeah,
like
the old neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, was going to the dogs. Mm-hmm. But I had a question for y'all. What would y'all rather have, a nosy ass neighbor or trifling neighbors?
I've never understood exactly what trifling is.
Yeah.
Trifling is just, I don't know. Trifling. You never heard the word trifling?
I've heard
of it.
The
word.
I think they're the same thing, aren't they?
Nosy.
Nosy is like always in your
business.
Nosy
just always in your business. Mm-hmm. Trifling is just dirty, just trifling, not kept up, just, you know,
it's
anything
like the house
goes.
Is beat up, an old car
There's
in the
no
yard.
Car
yeah.
I'd rather have the trifling neighbor, I gotta be honest with you.
Like trashy? Is that what you're talking? Is that what?
Yeah, not necessarily just trashy, but just not well kept. Just not well kept, kind of, you know, loose.
I mean, I'd hate to have either, but I've had a nosy neighbor, and it just drove me nuts and made me not want to come home. And made me not want to go outside because she was always there.
Always there.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I was with you at first until the trifling neighbor moved in.
Okay.
So I was cool, you know, with the nosy neighbor. You know, I just kept her to a distance. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind her. My wife, for the most part, is the one that dealt with her. She would just mm-hmm. send me the emails that she was sending. But until the trifling neighbor moved in, now I'm like, okay, I appreciate the nosy neighbor because the nosy neighbor told me about the trifling neighbor. She was so damn nosy.
Oh, what did she tell you about them?
So when we first moved in, the nosy neighbor was always outside, just always in our business. What's going on? What's going on? It's really no one on the street, but maybe four people. So I live in a cul-de-sac. So I had a basketball rim for my son in the cul-de-sac, being that no one's there. The nosy neighbor is real nosy. Oh, you don't need to put the basketball court out there. It's going to attract kids. So I'm like, lady, shut up.
Horrible.
Right, exactly right.
Keep the kids
inside.
Away.
Yeah,
keep
them
inside.
Pesky children.
Exactly right. Yeah. So
that is not what a neighborhood is about.
And those kids are going to be bouncing balls, and all day we're just going to hear.
Right.
Yeah, and they're going to be laughing. There'll be laughter in the neighborhood.
And
we
giggling.
All know how annoying that can be.
No, don't be happy. Any joy around this cul-de-sac.
I promise you, that's exactly what we were saying in our house, right? So the turns out she was right. The basketball court that I have out there, the trifling neighbor that just moved in, they have kids like three. I don't even know. The father's not around. I don't even know if the mother's there. Mm-hmm. I haven't really figured them out yet. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a family of maybe brothers and sisters and a couple of cousins. And just, you know.
Doesn't that make you the nosy neighbor? If you're trying to figure out what's going on there.
She's rubbing off.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm becoming real nosy now. This family moved in, and I'm not really sure how to put my finger on what's going on in the house. But, you know, I didn't pass judgment on them. You know, I know mm-hmm. how things can be. You know, I have family members, and I was like that at one point. So I'm just trying to get by. So I never passed judgment. So I put the basketball court out there, and I told one of the kids from the trifling neighbor's house, you know, trifling neighbor knows a neighbor, from the trifling neighbor's house that he can use the basketball court just as long as my son is involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's not a bunch of kids. So long story short, the nosy neighbor has been calling me and calling my wife, Nichelle, trying to figure out why all these kids are over at the basketball court now. Now, this only happens when I'm gone. I don't never see this when I'm at the house. I can never catch none of these jokers, right?
So her reporting of it, though, is what? That there's 300 people there? And
right.
They're playing, then there's some stands set up, somebody exactly. selling hot dogs.
And they have somebody
exactly.
on
For
lookout.
The most part.
They have somebody on lookout also, so when they see you driving up, everybody's like, run!
That's exactly what's happening.
Coming!
Oh, that's exactly what's happened until last night. I caught them. I caught all of them. So the nosy neighbor called me. I pulled up to the basketball court, and I noticed it was kind of like turned around. So I'm like, oh, okay, they starting to get a little bit more, they're a little bit more involved in what I wanted. So my son, I called my son. My son said, no, he hasn't been playing basketball. So they basically edged him out while I'm away from the house. So my son's not using the basketball court. And now it's a bunch of dudes just over at my cul-de-sac. Now, number one, I moved from that my old neighborhood because of my house getting broken into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of guys, I don't care who they are, a bunch of guys around my house kind of starting to make me a little nervous mm-hmm. nowadays. You know,
How old are these guys that are coming?
They're from like 7 to, let's say 17.
Okay.
So you're not worried about 7, you're worried about 17. So
hey, I'm worried about the little 7-year-old too. I want.
Well, that's what's doing break hands is little
kids. Little chump.
Yeah, 7-year-olds get bored too.
The teenagers come up with the plan. And they send the younger kids in to execute it. That's what happens.
You got some street sense over there.
Come on,
right?
I live downtown, hello.
But yeah, so yesterday I finally rode up to the house and I caught him. And I promise, I have a real loud truck. I have like pipes on my truck and it makes a real loud noise. So I know that they. I'm here. But yeah, so I pulled up, man, and I saw the kids running off. So they
were hiding from you.
Yeah, they were hiding. And I was a little brash, but I remember as a kid, it wasn't fun unless you get caught and yelled at. You know? So I ran up on them with the big truck. I cut them off. I jumped out the car. I think I was a little too brash with them. Now I look back at it. But hey, you know.
You're going to err on the side of them being scared.
I don't know what you said. I
maybe said one cuss word.
You know? Four or five.
But one of the 7-year-old was standing there. I said, hey, man, this is not a playground. You know, don't come playing around here. My son's not using the basketball rim. It's not a playground. I don't want to see you here anymore. Blah, blah, blah. So I made one of the kids, you hear me? I'm yelling at him. One kid said yes. The other little kid was standing there just shaking.
Did he give you a yes, sir?
He gave me the yes, like he wanted to say sir.
Okay.
He was standing up straight.
I'd make him say sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if that was my dad yelling at somebody, I'd been yes who?
Yes what?
Right. Yeah. But the 7-year-old was standing there. He didn't say anything. He was petrified. So
I said,
hey, man, you hear me?
How'd that make you feel, Carl?
Great. But you know what? The 7-year-old said, I said, hey, man, you hear me? You hear me? Do you hear me? Oh, yes, no. Yes, yes. Okay. I said, well, I don't hear you. So the thing, long story short, is that some of the kids came from the trifling neighbor's house. So I have no idea who this guy is. He came outside the house because he heard some of the commotion. And we're standing right in front of the house at this time. So I'm a big advocate, y'all. Y'all know that. I'm a big advocate. It takes a village to raise a child. I'm a big advocate of that. And if you're not disciplining your kids, I don't have a problem. I'll do it. I will do it. Yeah. Especially on my street.
Sure.
So
that affects your kids.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. Because
my son has come back with a few other little ways about him. And I know he's picked it up from around the neighborhood and everything. And so I'm not worried about it.
Did you confront daddy?
I don't know who the dude was, but I did confront him. I said, hey, man, you know, he came outside. Who are you? I said, well, you know, I stay across the street. Who are you? He said, I'm the man of the house. I said, well, all right then, man of the house. Let me tell you what's going on. So I let him know that, you know, these kids have been over here at this house, and I'm getting a bunch of calls from everybody. And I'm in a tight-knit community. It's kind of like it's a nice community, and I see what they're trying to do. The nosy neighbors have been trying to keep it like that without it getting too loose because of some of the trifling neighbors moving in. So I'm just telling the guy, like, listen, man, you know, I'm getting all these calls from my neighbors. I'm getting emails and everything, and I don't appreciate my son not being able to use his court. And then he got these kids coming over here making me nervous. So he looked at me and just, well, you know, you can just tell me and all this. So we kind of go back and forth with it, but he got the picture. But the thing is,
you guys are like establishing alpha dog of the neighborhood.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What it is, man.
You guys yesterday were basically sniffing each other's butts.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. I didn't like the way it smelled either. I didn't
like the way it smelled. The Bert Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.